All right, Jehovah, say good morning. Let's continue. So we left off again in Perek Chaf Beis, speaking about the Midah of Anava. So we're up to, in the red edition, we're up to section Ches. So remember, up until now, we've really been focusing on humility in thought. Now, Nidabra Ata Me'anvas HaMaisa. Now let's begin to speak a little bit about humility in action. And this ultimately will be divided up into four different parts, meaning this is now what we'll call behavioral humility. So behavioral humility has four parts. Number one, b'hisnaik atzmo b'shiflus, conducting oneself in a modest manner, b'svol ha'albonos, the ability, trying to figure out how to translate this the right way, the ability to tolerate degradation, right? The ability to go ahead and, right, albono means to hear your own degradation, the ability to go ahead and hear someone be not nice to you, and be able to be sovelet, be able just to be able to take it. Bisno harabonos. Now this does not mean to despise rabbis, I just want to be clear. Bisno harabonos means to despise kavod, to despise kavod. Uboreach mina kavod, and to run away from kavod. And bechalok kavod lakol, and the ability to give honor to every single person. So let's analyze each of these pieces. Ha'echotu. So remember, what was the first step in behavioral humility? Besnaig b'shiflus. So to conduct oneself literally in a modest fashion. V'ze ro'i sheyihye b'diburo b'halichoso b'shifto u'b'chol tinoso. Now we're taking, there are four parts to behavioral humility. We're taking that first part, which means to behave in a humble manner, and we're dividing that into four subcategories. The way you speak, the way you walk, b'shifto, the way literally you sit. Again, we'll see it doesn't literally mean sitting. U'b'chol tinoso, and with all of your actions. So now let's analyze each of these four subcategories. B'diburo, what does it mean to speak with humility? Amru Zichronu Mivracha, the rabbi said, Li olam yihye diburo shel adam benachas im abrios. We'll say a person should always speak benachas, should always speak kindly with other people. If you take a look at footnote 47, he says, what does it mean to speak kindly, to speak nicely? V'lo b'haramas kol, don't raise your voice. V'lo b'tvarim shel tekifos, and don't speak with strong words. Don't speak with strong words. So there's a concept of speaking b'dibro b'nachas in a kind way. Umikram aluhi. And the truth is, the Ramchal says, this is a mefur shapasak in Kohales. Divrei chachamim b'nachas nishmaim. The words of the wise are heard when they're spoken softly. So first of all, I'll say, so the first way to speak with humility is in terms of just the manner in which you speak, meaning the tone or the decibel level in which you speak. Shabbos said, you know, it's true. You know, when a person speaks, we've all had interactions with people who speak in a strong fashion. Usually the first reaction to that is, whoa, and you pull back a little bit, right? You pull back a little bit. So you say, okay, there's something, obviously you're upset about something, so let me just take a step back. Why don't you calm down, and then we'll have a conversation. So the first thing is, if you want to be able to get through to people, be able to speak in a nice fashion. Next, Tzarshu Dvar Divrei Kavod V'lo Divrei Bizayon. I'm going to say, make sure to always speak to someone else with words of kavod, words of honor, and never, God forbid, words of degradation. V'chinu Omer Baz L'Re'ehu Chaser Leif V'Omer Bevorasha Gam Bevorasha Ba Gam Buz. So we'll say this idea ultimately, Baz means out like to be dismissive or to be disdainful of another individual. So in this first category of speaking with humility, the idea is the tone of my speech with others should be, again, at benachos, in a kind way, and the words that I choose should not, God forbid, be words that put down someone else or that are even confrontational with someone else, but words ultimately that are kind and soft. Bali chaso, what's the next category? So that's bidiburo. So that's humility in speech. What's the next category? Bali chaso, the way that I walk. So bali chaso, amru zuchron levracha, shalchu mitam, they sent from there, Ezo hu ben ha'olam haba, who is one, who is a ben olam haba, and vasan ushefal berech, shayef ayel, shayef nafak. So we'll say, so what does this mean? Take a look at footnote 51. So what does it mean? Who is a ben olam haba? This is someone literally, anvasanu shval berach, which means someone who's humble. Shval berach means, and literally, of a lowly stature. Shayev ayal shayev nafek. If you look at 51, shocha nichnas, shocha yotze. Literally, he walks in a little bit of like a bent over posture, and walks out in a little bit of a bent over posture. Velo yelech bekoma zakufa. People say, what this literally is talking about is my physical posture. That if a person walks with their nose in the air and they assume a physical posture of arrogance, that by definition, says the Ramchal, creates an inner feeling of arrogance. On the other hand, Ramchal's not saying a person has to walk around, you know, with hunched over, you know, looking at the ground. But the idea is that one's posture should be a humble posture as well. Velo bichvedus gadol. I'm sorry, velo yelech bekoma zakufa. Person should not walk with a totally erect posture, meaning with my nose in the air. Rather, I will say a person is supposed to walk around this world as if they have a feeling that there's a lot on their shoulders. Because I will say there is a lot on our shoulders. And so a person's physical posture should be reflective of that feeling of awesome responsibility. So to the rabbi said, whoever walks with totally erect posture, it's as if he's going ahead in what? Literally pushing away the feet of the Shechina. The idea is that such a person demonstrates a level of arrogance that shows that they're the most important thing in the world. Literally, those of high stature ultimately will be cut down. So we'll say, so again, this is now the next step. Literally the way we walk. So you understand, you say to yourself, why are all these things important? Because the truth is, if we're honest with ourselves, probably one of the hardest things that we contend with is the ability to remain humble and not to become balei gaiva. Because we're by nature egocentric. By nature, we're egocentric people. You know, the Rav used to relate that his grandfather, Reb Chaim, was known. Reb Chaim said that the job of a Rav, the primary job of a Rav is to be a Baal Chesed, which is very interesting coming from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who was a Gaon Atzum. He would have thought that his primary responsibility is to go out and teach Torah. He said, no, so the primary responsibility of a Rav is to be a Baal Chesed. But Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, he told his grandson, he said, I just want you to know that I, by definition, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik saying, I am a very egocentric person. He said, and I've worked on myself all of these years to be able to be a Baal Chesed. It did not come naturally to me. That's literally what the Rav's grandfather told him. And the Rav said, you see, based on this, again, that wasn't a pigam. It wasn't a deficiency in Reb Chaim. There are some people that are just by nature more selfless, but most people are not like that. Most people are egocentric, self-centered entities. That's just the way we are. Person has to work on themselves. I know. You're talking to me? You know who I'm talking about. It's that other guy, right? So that's why, again, if you'll notice, the necessary steps to be able to become a Bala Nava, humble individual, are so many in thought and indeed, because to a certain degree, to become humble, a person almost has to go against their very nature. It's like you almost have to go against those innate tendencies of egocentricity that we have. Next, b'shifto, when you sit, shiyehe makomo bein hashvalim v'lo bein haramim. So I said, this is actually very interesting. So he says literally that your seat should be among the lowly people and need not be among the great people, right? And I'll say, what does this mean? That lemaisa, again, this concept that who do you physically or metaphorically sit with and associate with? The idea being that if your only association is with great people, okay, make your association with even quote-unquote the lowlier people. That maintains a certain sense of humility. The gamkein mikra male. Al tishadar lifnei melech ubimkom gidolim al tamot kitov amalacha alehina me'ashpilcha lifnei nediv asher ra'u einecha. He quotes the pasuk from Mishlei where Shlomo HaMelech says, literally, don't glorify yourself before the king or in the place of great people, do not stand. Because ultimately, again, it is better to humble yourself before the king from all that what you have seen. V'chein amru zichrono livracha, bevayikra rabba, harchek mimkomcha, shnayim ushlosha makomos v'shev. So we'll say, so a person should not immediately go to the seat that their station in life entitles them to. Rather, a person should recede a little bit to the back, until others tell you that no, you have to come up front. The altale, shiomru lecha reid, and don't go up by yourself, because all these people will tell you to go down. So what's that? So literally, what they're saying over here is that even where you position yourself physically, make sure to do so in a way that is conducive to humility. The alkin kala makdin atzmo, omru zichron levracha. The alkol hamakdin atzmo, and about all of those who make themselves smaller, the rabbi said, whoever literally goes ahead and makes himself small, and when it comes to matters of spirituality in this world, meaning he humbles himself, will become great in the world to come. Whoever engages in self-aggrandizement in this world, katam li olam haba, will be small in the world to come. Umina lehefech, and the truth is the opposite is true as well. Komishu katam ba olam hazeh, whoever again makes himself small in this world, humbles himself in this world, zman gidulaso li olam haba, will ultimately find his greatness in the world to come. The Amru and Chazal said, "The Olam Yilmod Adam Midas Kono." A person should always learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaharei Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Harim Ugvaos VeHishra Shchinaso Al Har Sinai. Because mostly another famous idea that what happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given the Torah on any of the significant, bless you, tall peaks, but instead he decides to rest his Shechina on the humble mountain of Har Sinai. V'zeh Mipnei Shifluso. And this, at the end of the day, is why? Because of the lowliness or the smallness of Har Sinai. Svechin Amru Sotu Chazal said, L'sheiris nachaloso, l'misha meisim atzmo kishirayim. So it's actually a very beautiful idea. That where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to rest his presence? L'sheiris nachaloso. For those of his portion who make themselves like a sheiris, like shirayim, like leftovers. They're supposed to say, just like leftovers, aren't the most chashuv thing, right? Again, nobody per se actively desires leftovers, right? But again, lemaisa, if they're there, it's good. So to a person makes themselves like leftovers, so to speak. They humble themselves like shirayim. Ultimately, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We'll say, so you understand again what the Ramchal's driving at over here, and this is an incredible avoda. So far what you've seen over here is that this behavioral humility, so far the parts that we've seen is number one, bidiburo, how I speak to people, the tone that I use, the aggressiveness of my wording, the types of words that I use to others. All of that, again, I have to strive to make sure that they're benachos, that they're kind, that they're the right tone, that they're not abrasive. Next, b'shifto. Ultimately, b'shifto literally means where I sit. It also really means, who do I associate with? Who do I associate with? So we'll say, again, you know, in life, chevra is an exceptionally important thing. So if you associate with humble people, then by definition, if you sit, so to speak, with humble people, that will engender humility. And again, we see within that shifto, the Ramchal really goes on and discusses all of that here, that's ultimately where you go ahead and you place yourself in life. What's the atmosphere, what's the avira that you're placing yourself in that will be conducive to your humility? Hachelek Hasheni, let's just begin this next part, and then we'll pick up with this tomorrow. Hachelek Hasheni, and above said, this is going to be an incredible piece, is Sevilas Hal Elbonos. The ability to go ahead and accept degradation. Listen, this is going to be one of the most challenging things, because what this is going to ultimately discuss over here is we all get offended at times. How you deal with slights, how you deal with a slight to yourself is very telling, says Ramchal, about where a person is holding with their humility. So a person who is a little bit more arrogant, if they are offended or slighted, must respond. Why? Because that slight or that offense has just, you've just bruised my ego. And if you've bruised my ego, I must reinstate the full totality of my ego. And therefore I must respond. as opposed to the person who's humble, he could go ahead and tolerate a knock on his ego. Again, no one likes it, but lamaisa, the difference is, can you accept it, can you deal with it, or do you need to go ahead and respond? So we'll see, we'll pick up with this tomorrow, but this is again, achila kashin, let me just read this line. This next part is svilas ha'albonos, the ability to go ahead and be sovel, which means to tolerate degradation. Vehine beferish amru zechron l'racha, l'mi no se avon, to whom does HaKadosh Baruch Hu refer, or for whom does HaKadosh Baruch Hu remove sin, l'mi sha'over al pesha, to he who is willing to overlook transgression. The individual who doesn't have to react to every slight, real or perceived, the individual who does not feel that he has to constantly defend his ego against the attacks of others, that's a humble individual, and that's the person for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, is over al pesha, is able to go ahead and absorb his aveiros. So we'll stop over here for today, but again, it's just important to understand that, and I think this idea about this Yisrael Baruch Chaim Soloveitchik is a very important one. Namely, that we have to accept the fact, sometimes the best thing you could do in life is accept the realities of who we are. Understand, most of us, there are exceptions, but most of us, by nature, are egocentric. Most of us, by nature, are self-centered. Most of us, by nature, life is about me. Life is about me. The reason why the steps for humility are so intense and so many is because what humility is a shift. It's shifting the focus from me to something much greater than me. But because to a certain degree, this is a fundamental change in human nature, that's why the Ramchal says it has to occur in thought and it also has to occur in deed. And when changing and in deed, it's literally behavioral modification. And that's the steps we're going through. So we've gone through Diburo, we've gone through Shifto, how you speak, with whom you associate, and Amir Tashem tomorrow will speak about Sevilas Ha'albonos, the ability to accept rebuke or the ability to accept degradation.